It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Mattisrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2028, recorded Thursday, February 20th, 2025. 19 years, still bananas. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has a what the heck is it for us, plus a gadget from a company that you can pronounce. Also, I have another gadget, something that actually works, but kind of like, why? Why would you want it? And we'll see if this one is all it's peeled up to be. All that next on The Giz Whiz!
It's the same old show, yeah. Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for The Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here he is, our birthday boy, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggie D?
I'm doing good. Yes, the lights and the shirt and
Woo!
The hat and the fake champagne.
Yeah.
Is to celebrate that the first Giz Whiz show was February 20th, 2006.
Six.
So next year at this time, we will be celebrating 20 years. But tonight we're celebrating 19 years of the Giz Whiz.
19 years.
My God.
I had to bring it back out. This is from last episode. I'm going to try to really make it leaked last episode. So I'm going to really try to.
Didn't you have a pair of them?
No, it was just one. But it came with this lid.
One?
And last episode, we were wondering if the lid was like corroded or something, but no, that's actually how it was printed. They like etched the lid to look like that, but it looks like there's mold on the inside.
It does. It looks like it needs to go through the dishwasher.
Yeah, like a ton. So, yeah, that's. Anyway, I got only the fanciest wine, unicorn rosé bubbles. So I hope you like unicorns, Dickie D. Look at that.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't believe that they made a wine that's marketed to 14-year-old birthday girls.
Wow. Wow.
Seems like not the right age, but, you know, who am I saying?
That's great.
So, yeah, you know it's good when it has a twist top. So, cheers to 19
you know,
years.
You know it's good when you can drink right out of the bottle.
Yeah. You know it's good
years.
When it was buy one, get one free. At the store, yeah. That's how I knew. That was what made my decision. Cheers.
Well, save it for the 20th year.
Exactly. The other one.
I suspect that we'll be doing this time next year.
I agree.
So chat room. Oh, you know what?
Cheers.
Have you been host more than half the time now?
So we were asking ourselves this question, and we've answered it multiple times, but we've forgotten the same amount of time. So, going back in time, the first time that I ever hosted the show. Now, I had shown up on the show. I had been like a guest, you know, kind of like a like.
And then didn't Leo take a week or two off, and you hosted the show?
Right. So Leo ended up taking like 3 weeks off. So this is what's weird is in the episode where I really am the first host of the entire program, I don't mention it. I don't say, hooray, I'm hosting the show for the first time. I was so nervous. And I
Are
think it was
you serious?
Yes. And I think it was known on the show that we would have guest hosts. So I was like, I don't even need to mention it. Because it's hard because I was trying to find that moment. Obviously, I would say this is my first time. I'm going through the transcripts, control F, trying to find it. You know, can't find it. But I went back to the previous episodes, and Leo is saying, I'm going to go on vacation for 3 weeks, and we're going to get in some people. And he says Justin Robert Young was going to be the co-host, which he was on the third week, but I took over the first two. Yeah, so here's the first one. This is 2012. So.
Oh, that's pretty, that's 10, what is it? 22, 20.
We did 6, 2006, 7, 8. Yeah. Yeah. Not 9, maybe, depending on when you cut it. But yeah. So That's 2012 of my first time hosting the show. But then when I took over full time, I have that one here too. That is this episode called Phantom Laser. And that was in 2014.
So that more than that's 11 years ago.
That's 11 years ago. Right. 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 So that's longer than half.
Yeah.
For the now it's still not in episodes cuz y'all were daily for a few years.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
You know, 365 in you know, that's you get
Crispy Bacon, yep, more than half the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Crispy Bacon said you started when you were 12. Yeah. So 12 years and when you were 12 at that time.
The first episode is so bad. So bad. It's embarrassing. Here we go back.
I want to see what you look like.
I look young. Of course. Here, I'm going to turn us down here. That hasn't changed.
No. I think Ivan did it over
now,
again, or is that the new one?
Welcome to the GizWiz.
Sure.
Here he is.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Dick DiBartolo. That's a nice new.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's a bit of a new look here.
I'd say it's very trendy. You know?
Yeah. It's good.
I especially like the mustache.
That's back when I had hair.
I feel like you. Like, we together.
It's a wig, Dickie D. It's a wig.
Absolutely.
Wow.
But, is this better? There we go.
I wish I had that power. Change
the power to change your facial hair color.
Absolutely. Insult to injury. Yeah. So that was it. We went through the show. I didn't mention once that I was a guest host.
Oh
my
God.
We did toss to ads, and I would say, you know, like I tossed to an ad of Leo, and I would say things like, Leo's gonna channel me, or I'm gonna channel Leo, and then I'd toss a Leo, and Leo would toss it back. So we knew that I was filling in, but I was just such a bad host.
Oh my God.
I didn't say anything about it.
Well, now we don't even have to worry about rolling in ads.
Exactly. Woo!
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. So how old was I back then? If that would have been 2012?
Yeah.
I forget.
You know what? I sent you a photo because the entire studio is all about Mad, but the entire bathroom, well, the bathroom cabinet is mostly, I had to throw in my TCM appearance because that was a big thing for me. But we have GizWiz mug, and then someone made that little GizWiz pouch for the 900th episode, and
we got some cable. Your gadget in there.
Cookie. Yes.
The cookie. We got a GizWiz. Now this is in the bathroom, right?
Yes. This is. You know what? The bathroom.
Exactly where it should be. Honestly.
Yes. Exactly. The bathroom cabinet only had one mirror when I moved in, and then I thought, well, you know what? I'm not going to shave or anything in here. I'm just going to take the other mirror out, and I'll find stuff to put in it. And
yeah.
I said, wait a minute. It can become the GizWiz showcase.
Our awards?
Awards. Yep, we won Podcast of the Year in 2009 as a comedy. That was
comedy
amazing.
Podcast.
Yeah. Then a company made... Remember when you could... A cell phone was a clip-on thing, and you could glue this to your phone.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And then there was the guy who knitted all kinds of things. We had GizWiz LED ice cubes someone sent in.
Those look like they've rotten. They've got... They look a little yellow inside now, Diggy D.
They look a little yellow in there.
Yeah.
And GizWiz pens.
Look at that, of course.
And it's Robert Osborne.
Yeah.
And then somewhere I found mustache headphones. See the little green mustaches on them?
Oh, that's so funny. I can't believe that cookie hasn't been eaten by
the
mold.
Cookie was, it was a viewer who sent you one and me one. And we're on opposite coasts, and they came within an hour of each other. That
yeah.
was And I spoke to them, and I think it's a woman. She said, "No, I told the company it has to be here at within this hour." So that was.
And it showed up. It showed up. By golly,
it showed up.
That's great. That's great. Well, 19 years. What an insane accomplishment. I guess I should start thinking about it. When did I? You think I started in full time hosting 2014? So
yeah, that's more than, that's 11
years. 11 years. I've been doing this 11 years.
Yes.
Longest job I've ever held down. It's pretty good.
And I'm sure we'll continue.
Yeah. We're still trucking. Well, that's the thing.
We're still trucking. And the next episode next week may be using Fios. Perhaps you've heard of it.
Oh my gosh. Are we ready to give the Fios update or have we had enough host chat? Maybe we should talk about it next week. I don't know. Ooh.
So the woman, a woman up on the top floor knocks on my door and she said, so I don't know what to do about Fios. And I said, well, I guess they'll tell us when it's on. She said, oh, what do you mean? It is on. What I'm talking about is the Fios man is up in my apartment, but he just told me he has to drill a hole through the wall. And she said, do you think the super is going to be okay with that? And I said, well, they let them install the distribution box in the basement. So I think he pretty much knows Fios is in the building. So I went online and I went into my account and it said, there's Fios in your building. And I thought, all right. So I started looking at pricing and it was, I think the basic was $50 and then $70 for 1 gigabyte and $100 for two. Anyway, I thought, you know what? I'm going for the top. I'm going for two.
Two gigabytes.
And a woman, I was typing, and she said, the pop-up, oh, it looks like you're looking at Fios. Let me work with you here because I can see that you are a Verizon customer. So it was 119, and she started typing. She said, you have mobile Verizon and you have home Verizon. That entitles you to $25 a month discount.
And wham bam, out of there. $25 a month?
A month off. And she said, and we have a 2-year special, $10 off a month if you sign up before February 19th, which was yesterday. So I signed up for that. And then she said, you're on auto pay, and auto pay customers get another $10 a month off. We are giving new customers the router for free. And then she said, we're giving you a Netflix and Max for free. I said, I just want five.
Just want one? You just said, no, I don't need it. Nah.
Yeah.
No, I don't need it.
She said, well, it'll be $75 a month for the next 2 years. And then whatever it goes to will be locked in for the following 3 years. So it was like an incredible deal.
I agree. I agree. $75 for 2 gigabits is insane. Even just the where you started at 120 seems darn reasonable, especially in the middle of New York City. In a building that they just spent months installing the distribution box in. That's amazing. That's awesome.
So they're coming Monday and...
The saga is almost over. It's insane that you didn't get like a personal knock on the door from them and say, hey, we invested a lot of money in this building. It's time to turn it on. They just expected you to find out from your neighbor.
No, and Verizon was here weeks coming in and out and in and out. And then last week they didn't come at all, but the yard was full of snow, and I figured, well, I guess they don't want to go out and trounce around. Yes, you're absolutely right. I thought there would be a big thing to everybody in the building. Guess what? Verizon's in your building. Call it. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that was a missed opportunity, but you got the message at least, so you signed up.
So 2 gigabytes. So next week, the show, we should be able to do the show in 12 minutes.
I think we need to do the show at your place, actually. what needs to happen. We'll be able to go through the show so fast.
So fast.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Okay, well, let's jump into it. We got some gadgets.
Okay, a little bit of what the heck is it to start, and let's run that.
It's time to play What the Heck Is It, and I have to do it using the box.
Uh-oh.
And I'll tell you why. So, Dennis, chat room, don't go too close. I don't want them to be able to read what it says. What the heck is this?
It's so kind of room. Vaporizer to make the room smell nice.
The only thing I can think of is like a filter? Like an air filter?
But not nice.
That's the only not
make
nice.
The room smell like
I'll show you
fire.
Why. Listen.
Okay. Oh. So I'll tell you. I will now lift. Okay. Portable multifunction dryer.
I didn't do it as a what the heck is
all right,
it?
So I actually bought it.
It's more than that.
Used as a what the heck is it?
Oh, here it is.
Then I realized it's not good for that because part of the rules of what the heck is it that you're looking at the entire device. And from that, you can't tell what this is. Now, this is when I slipped it out of the box. All right. This was in its slot here.
Okay, that was way more complicated.
This was all jammed into the box.
What?
So this is what I think happened. I think someone bought it. And see this little thing here? It says press that in, and then you can disconnect the bag and plug in other accessories. All right? There is no way this doesn't move, and there's no way I can disconnect this.
I see. Then they returned it.
So what I think happened is I think someone bought it, connected the bag, and could not get the bag off, and so couldn't use all the other accessories. And they put it in, and they wrapped
it. Oh, my God.
And sent it back. And then I got it, because the box looks a little beat up. All right. So it seems like a good idea. And this is how it works. First of all, you would, you know what? We'll plug it in and see. The bag, I guess, should inflate or
a little.
The other thing is I bought it without looking at the reviews, okay? And there were just a few of them. And it got only 14 people, 2.6 out of 5 stars.
Oof.
Right? And let's just see, we can go to... All right, now you know you're in trouble when 25% gave it 5 stars. And 47% gave it 1 star.
Yeah, that's not good. Right?
So even if this got jammed in and the person couldn't get it out, maybe they then read the reviews. And I remember several of them. One of them was the second time I used it, it started a fire. That was one of the good reviews.
Oh, my gosh.
Another
2 stars.
Another review was the first time I plugged it in, it started a fire. Someone else said, after 10 minutes, the unit itself melted. All right. And it shows you a picture of this with big bulges. So we will plug it in. Oh, the other.
Oh, so we will plug it in.
Use it provided you have a fire extinguisher standing by.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now we're going to plug it in. And I guess I do have a fire extinguisher. It's not right next to the desk. All right. So there's nothing to plug in because this thing is stuck on there. And
oh, So it's just a heating coil and a fan. Know,
see, this?
Yeah.
Can you smell it?
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right, it looks brand new. That could be it. So basically, it comes with a hanger. Comes with a couple of hangers. You hang this bag up. You put damp clothes in it. Unzip this. Oh, it's very hot. And then it'll dry clothes. And one woman said I dried a shag rug in it, and it worked pretty well. But most people hated it. All right.
Doesn't seem like it's blowing enough air. Seems like if it's getting hot, you know, it needs to push way more air through it.
Yeah.
Did you just die?
This is all right. It stopped working. oh my god! I gotta shut this off because this is getting hot.
Oh,
the
no.
power switch is stuck in.
You can smell it.
You can smell it. Oh my god!
Oh my gosh! I'm surprised Amazon sells this.
It
seems like a liability waiting to happen.
That is freaking scary. You know, I'm wondering.
You know why you can't push that button in? It's because it melted clothes.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this got melted together.
Oh my god, we have the same idea.
And the on button is the on button.
Steven said I can smell it from here.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it says currently unavailable. My guess
and
is.
And he's in Toronto.
That from the complaints, they just took it off. But it's a clever idea, okay? And I found another one that got. Like 4 stars. So you would click this out, all right? Then you would you would click this in, all right? I mean, this is very involved, but clever. Then this would click in there, and then you can use this to dry your hands.
Dry
you would
pet.
Click this into that. And you would put wet shoes over here.
Oh.
And then the hot air would go up and
that is nice.
Wet shoes. It's badly... I mean, it's nicely made. Oh, this stretches all the way out. But...
It has those foldable hangers. I think we reviewed those separately.
Yes, you get two folded
outside
hangers.
Of the fact that it can catch fire... It's pretty good, right? Anyway, you don't have to worry about getting it because it is no longer available. It doesn't have a name, so it's one of those devices you get from other companies. Although I can't find that on Amazon, but I do have a link that Chad will go to something similar to this that got very good ratings and can do all of these things. So from the firehouse... It's the Gizwiz saying, this is still very hot.
Yikes. Yikes. I would... it's like... That is like a... I can't believe they sell a product that so successfully seems to be catching on fire.
Yes!
This is like, okay, if let's say I wanted to burn my house down but not blame myself. Let's buy that product, plug it in, leave the house... Insurance fraud instantly. What the heck?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. Yeah. I can't. That's terrifying that they would sell a product like that.
Yeah, currently unavailable. But
yeah,
yeah.
Wow. Interesting. So you're saying that obviously not that one, but here's a few others.
No. But I was gonna say I didn't even think about this kind of thing, but this is one that if you just want to dry clothes, and this one got 4 stars.
Yeah.
All right. And then I found one that's...
Here, I was going to... Let's see. Does it get big? Does it, like, expand as it dries?
Well, I think it just blows air into that bag.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So this one's digital. And then this one has all the accessories like the one I had, but this one is $79 and is... a $15 off coupon.
Right.
But this one dries the clothes.
It looks like it sucks the mites right off of the page. Right off the clothes. Sucks them into the vortex.
Oh, no. High temperature sterilization. Oh, what? High temperature. That worries me right there. But this dries boots and does all the things.
Oh, look at that. That'd be interesting. Catch your bed on fire. No, this one didn't catch anyone's stuff on fire.
No. And it's to get your bed warm in the winter.
Yeah.
It seems.
Interesting. I like, it is a gadget concept that I really haven't seen much of.
No, me either. Yeah.
I can absolutely imagine use cases for wanting this. Specifically traveling and, you know, that small of a dryer would be amazing. You go to the pool, you throw your stuff in there, it's dry, you know. I could really see this being useful at a hotel. So that's cool. That's really cool. Okay.
If you want, I can send you the one I have here because I have no use for it.
I think my apartment complex would somehow get the footage from this episode and say, he knew what he was doing when he burned the whole apartment down. Apartment.
Okay, another product I hadn't heard of, and here's the video on that.
We went many winters without snow, but this current winter is a big mess. It's been snow, and then it gets above freezing, and the streets are just all slushy, and I don't have a pair of shoes left that isn't waterlogged. And I thought, do they still make men's rubbers, you know, overshoes? And I went on Amazon, and they do, okay, classic overshoes, $30. And then I thought, I remember what a nuisance rubbers were. And then I thought, maybe I can just buy rubber shoes. I found something I never heard of before.
Okay? Galoshes?
And they're called
garden
shoes.
Oh.
Garden shoes for men and women. Waterproof rubber soles.
I need to buy some of these.
And pretty good. 4.4, just 149 ratings. But I bought my own garden shoes, okay? This is what garden shoes look like.
They're not bad.
And you can pronounce the name True Dave, okay?
True Dave.
And the thing is, do they work? Let's find out. So I'm in Riverside Park. I'm by myself. Dennis is not here. And I find puddles. And I have my brand new garden shoes on. Splashing. Now I know why kids like to do this in the park, okay? Filthy, filthy water. And then later, well, you know what, so far.
That's the same water I drink out of the life straw with.
Yes. You can see the water beating up on these. So this is good. This is very, look at this.
Yeah, there's no getting through that.
Oh, that's a great... Yeah. I'm having so much fun, I'm not even looking down on the camera. I'm hoping this is good. I think it is. All right. I think very successful. Okay, I can't believe it, but look at...
Another
this is
one!
A bigger, deeper. Oh, my gosh.
Hopefully there's not a pothole there. You go sinking down.
Whoa. Oh, my God. I can see why kids want to do this. All right. Show you how brave I am. Look at the size of that puddle. Wow. Oh, hey, Mr. Squirrel.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. I have a nose. Hang on.
The squirrels know me.
So this is the bottom of them. All right. Now, I did try them on ice. Don't try them on ice, okay? I think if you're going to walk on ice, you actually need spikes. I did get a little bit of water in one of them, all right? It probably splashed in.
I'm thinking it
here.
Splashed over.
Yeah, I bet.
My guess is if you were just walking in the rain or in regular puddles and not splashing around, they would be fine. They're $40, okay? So actually, I think the rubber's worth just $10 more than the rubbers were. And there was,
oh, and I got the 10%.
10% off, which dropped it down to, or $4 off, dropped it down to $36. So just $6 more than rubbers. They do, they're a little tricky to get on, as you can see. These are 11s. I take 10 and a half, but Amazon said, based on past shoes you've bought, you should buy an 11, and that's what I got, the 11. What I found is I put a shoehorn in the back, and then I was able to get them on. They're very comfortable. They don't have any arch support in them or anything, but you're not going to wear them. I'm just going to wear them for the rain, so I'm very happy with them. True Dave. Okay. Dave, thanks.
Thanks. Thanks, man. You're a true Dave. You know that? You're a true Dave. I like these a lot. And as someone who every day, at least twice a day, I have got to take my dogs out to use the bathroom. And Florida rains a lot. The dogs go to the bathroom in the grass. So I need something on my feet. You know, I could try to do flip-flops, but I typically come back with wet feet. Same thing with Crocs and that sort of thing. So a slip-on waterproof shoe is like exactly the type of gadget that I need. So this is perfect.
Yeah.
That's great.
And
I chose size 11, just kind of look at the price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got different sizes. Oh, if you get size 11, there's a coupon. Ooh.
A lemon has a different coupon?
Oh, yeah, size. Yeah, it looks like the small size. So
they'll be $36.
Yeah. And the big sizes don't have the coupons.
Oh, 4.5 stars, 150 people only, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's pretty good. It looks like it's high quality. That rubber looks nice, that's on the shoe itself.
Yeah, I think it's neoprene.
Yeah.
Neoprene.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Yeah. I think that's a great option for wet days instead of a big old galosh or some type of... Do you remember we looked at the silicone shoe covers from like Alibaba? I think they were from...
Oh, yes. Were they for walking around indoors?
No, mostly outdoors. Okay, this is just here's one from Temu, pretty similar to. Look at this! We get to spin.
Oh my God! You're gonna get $200 off. You'll get them, and you'll get a check for $100.
Oh my gosh! I didn't think I clicked it. I thought I clicked the X. Get out of here! There we go. So this type of thing where it's like.
Oh yes, I remember.
Yeah, that type of thing. But I like yours better. I like
Because you don't have to take the whole shoe off.
Yeah, you'd have to lace up your shoe and then put a thing on it, and then slide that thing off. I wouldn't want to do that either after a nasty day of walking around.
Yeah,
no I like it being the whole.
They're very comfortable.
The whole shoe.
I'm looking forward to rain.
Okay, a third gadget.
Our third gadget, we'll talk about a company. I bet you'll know the name.
Okay.
Who remembers the company Quirky?
Oh, yes. Quirky.
Quirky was a company that you could send in ideas for an invention. And if they liked it, they would make it or get it made. And you would share in the profits. And then I was looking at old website postings. 10 years ago, in 2015, Quirky went bankrupt. One of their first big sellers was Pivot Power. They made this extension cord that you could bend in a circle so that you could plug in lots of transformer plugs without one blocking the other. I have one under my desk. I have one under my easy chair. So I saw this from 360, and this is new, at least.
Looks very similar.
So it seems to be rotating plugs, but they're adding in 3.4 amp USB for charging. And I don't know why it's in such an enormous box. Oh, what a cord is on this thing. Oh my God. Holy cow.
What on earth? That is like industrial.
Now that's pretty. You know, I'm not crazy about these cords. They always seem in my house to cover an outlet for some reason. But they're supposed to get the power cord off to the side so it only needs the bottom outlet. Well, you know what? Okay. So the original one, these bent. You know what? This is not going to work as well.
Do they not slide? They're stuck that way? Oh, it doesn't bend. Oh, I thought it would bend too, based off of the package.
So did I. From the picture, I thought they were. But now I realize.
The other one, you bend each one of these. On this one, I guess it's the plug. Oh. That's what a nice.
Oh, surprising. Not what I expected.
So in theory, you could bend this out of the way. And then I guess you could put this transformer in that direction. And maybe this transformer. I think at some point one is going to cover the other. But it's kind of an interesting idea. And then it looks like 3.4 amp USB charging. A little. Oh, you know what?
Let's plug it in and see if it goes on fire.
Can this thing come up?
No, you need the other gadget for that.
Undo.
See if it stops the fire.
So I can pack it up again and probably give it to somebody. Let's see if I have any better luck plugging this in here. All right. I don't know why. These things to me. All right. Now, power on. Oh, okay. So, one is telling you that it's grounded, and the other, it has power protection, okay? So, if there's a surge or anything, this will go out. But right now, so, you know, this is very decent. Okay, 360. There's 15 feet of cord here. Low profile, right angle plug, 15 feet of power cable. All right, so I'll tell you, a little expensive, $47.50. But I found this here. This is kind of weird. This is just $10, okay? They make a little travel version. This one has a little, the power plug is built in, the little travel version. But that one's only $10. That one has the two outlets and the two charging ports. For $10, that's
cute.
Really nice.
Okay? I like it.
Yeah. However, and it also has power protection.
Was $47.50. I found a deal.
Oh.
The best deal I saw on this is over at Deal Genius. Okay. So it's the 360 power curve surge protector. Is $24, probably some shipping.
$5.
And that price was as of February 17th, 2025. So that's a good deal. That's like half the price of Amazon. So if you like this idea, over at Deal Genius, okay? It's not an affiliate link, but you're saving a lot of money using that. Deal Genius. And that's it. Okay. I may get the $10 one. It seems so reasonable.
That's crazy. I wonder if that price is so high because that cord.
You know what?
Seems
I
like.
I was searching today. I found it on Amazon for $29.
Oh, look at that. It is.
That's better. Yeah.
Man. But that cable look, I mean, I feel like you could put that thing through anything. Like, whoa, holy moly. Yeah, there's that little baby little one.
Yeah.
I like that one. And then there's the one you saw too. That was so expensive. I like that technology of you know, what, however they're getting their theirs to turn around, that clicky little thing. It's not bad. Yes. It's not quite the same as the one we're remembering, but not bad.
And it's better than most. Most of them can rotate a little bit, and then there's a stop.
Yeah.
These
yeah.
look like they just, like, they're connected underneath, and you can go in any direction.
Yeah.
So for 20, 30 bucks.
Check this out. This is, some Serratial found this.
Oh, that's more like what Quirky was.
This is, in fact. I think
Quirky, it is Quirky.
Yeah, it is. It is. They changed their name to Genius something. Anyway, but yes, this is the Quirky one. But this is used. This is used. Sim Serratial found a used one on Amazon. Oh, so it's Amazon, okay. But it's used. See, you can barely tell there.
Boy, it only got 3.1.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, good chord. I like it. Yeah. Not what I expected, but still pretty great.
It's still pretty interesting.
Oh, let me show, I guess, the Deal Genius where you got it here as well.
Deal Genius, so it's 24, and I looked it up. It's $5 shipping, so it's 29. So it's only 99 cents more if you get it on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah. With that, let's move into
the crappiest part of the show.
Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie, Dickie D. This is the practical but useless. So we want it to work, but really, why? On earth? Why? So today, I was thinking a great place to look for some inspiration, maybe the kitchen. Because the kitchen is kind of notorious for having that gadget that exists to do the thing, but do you really need it? So I went hunting, and I found something that I know is going to save me a lot of time every day when I eat bananas. Here we go, Diggy D. I don't think you're ready for this.
Banana peeler.
It's the banana slicer. Not even as good as a peeler. It'll slice this banana so fast. Look at this. It's the first time I'm opening it. Whoa! This is scary. There we go. I should have brought a plate.
This is... Oh my...
There we go. So as you'll see, we will get multiple banana slices immediately. I need to find a plate or something. I'm going to use a Kleenex as a surface here because I forgot to get a plate.
Okay.
Do you know the easiest way to open a banana? Have you been taught this, Dickie D?
No.
You know, everyone pulls from up here.
Yeah.
If you take this right here, if you just kind of squeeze it, it just falls apart. And then that will just open to the banana. You just have to squeeze that a little bit. And then it just peels like...
Oh, okay.
Somehow I broke my banana in half, though. I don't know how.
I gotta say,
how I did that.
Squeezing the end.
These are pretty. These are not ripe. I just bought these today, so that's I think one of the reasons. Okay, well let's give this a try. That I assume I'm doing this right. Here we go. Woo! Man, they
Do it again.
They shot out the back there. That's pretty nice. Though I gotta say, okay, now I know they're gonna go flying this
there
direction.
You go. That's better.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
There you go. So if I was in a rush, I am a single parent trying to make my kids stuff in the morning, you know, meals. Here we go. There you go. I guess if I had to make a lot of banana pudding, this would be...
You know what? I actually don't...
Whoa, I did it backwards. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what? The banana went back together again?
No, it flew at me. I shot it at myself here. We have another. You got to do it towards the floor. It was my issue.
Oh, you cut up?
Yeah, I cut up, and it launched into the...
Yeah, just a cut up. That's you.
Okay, I'll do it this direction. This is what I did. Make sure you're aiming it down, otherwise that happens. Oh. Jeez.
Okay.
I lost a piece of banana. I'll find that later, or not. So what do you think? You think,
You know what? If you had a dishwasher, I don't like slicing bananas because I get all...
They're all the wrong size. These are pretty consistent, I must say.
How much was it? That will determine.
That will determine. Okay, so here, let's... I'll set this off to the side.
I don't want to spend more than... $12.
I think I have banana in my eye. I'm just going to throw all this banana out. Get out of here, banana. Okay. Online, Amazon was where I found this. Here we go with the big reveal of the price. Boop. $7. Oh. $7. And honestly, pretty good reviews. Pretty good reviews. Four stars. What? This isn't even the right banana slicer. Wait a second. Do they sell two different ones? Oh my gosh, I have to scroll all the way up to the top. Oh, they do. They have this one and this one. So the reviews will have both banana slicers because it's one product. Let's take out. Oh, look at that. Somebody used it for strawberries. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Can you cut your finger? Is it dangerous?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because there's enough, you know, the pressure's being distributed. And these really aren't even sharp. It's just
I was going to say a banana. Yeah, you're not slicing a steak.
No, they haven't been sharpened at all. They're just thin pieces of metal.
Okay, all right.
So no, very, very safe, very safe. Even if I only get one, no, this is extremely safe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It also looks like what I was really looking for in it looks like a few broke, but I wanted to see dishwasher if I was seeing anyone saying
that's
that.
That's exactly what
and I haven't seen that. So, you know, I haven't seen any reviews with bad dishwasher photos of it rusting or anything. So,
okay. So does it say dishwasher safe?
Let me double check. Da-da-da-da-da. No, it's all in German. I didn't realize this. Everything is in German, Dickie D. Every single thing. I didn't notice. It says... Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm amazed that it works on English bananas.
I know. Look, it's a Bananenwandenschlunzer. And then the back. Now, this thing's over it, but... Sixdun Gelet... I have no idea, but... Oh, here's the Great Britain version. Okay, six thin, equal size slices with one cut. Precision blades made from 18 to 10 stainless steel. Ergonomic design.
Okay.
That's about it. Let's search the Amazon page for dishwasher.
Yeah. You know, I do like the AI feature now that they have there.
They do? I haven't used it.
Yes, it reads all the reviews. You put in dishwasher safe, and it'll say...
Where's it? Is over here?
30 of these people mentioned dishwashing. You have to go to the top of where you normally ask, up. There.
Yes?
Just all type dishwasher safe.
Okay, yeah.
And then... you know what?
I'm not signed in right now, so sometimes I'm missing features.
You hit it, and then the little AI thing comes up, and it says 30 people said it was dishwasher safe.
That's nice. Sims and Rachel says, I have one. It is dishwasher safe. It does mention that in the description. So there you go. $7. Even slices. Honestly, I thought this was impractical, useless, because I'm thinking, just use a knife, folks. But... I may have to take the loss on this one. I think this has some use. I think this one is useful.
I think so too.
I think it's useful.
I mean, I think it's a thing you'll use it for 3 weeks, and then it'll end up in the junk.
It's something that could come out once a year, like when you make that dessert or that thing. You're like, I don't want to slice this. I wonder if this would work on a hot dog. Make a little hot dog.
Mini probably.
Thingy. It probably would. Probably would. Okay, well, with that, let's get out of the crappiness and move into the warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in this Gadget Warehouse.
We have, it's been a while, we have a video from Buddy Yates.
Yay, Buddy Yates!
Who is in chat, yeah.
Yay, here we go.
Good
Where's
morning,
Buddy today?
Dick and Chad. Buddy Yates from Palm Springs, in downtown Palm Springs. The city crew's taking out, taking down the Christmas decorations at 5:30 in the morning. We've covered gadgets like this before, and I wasn't going to do it. But it impressed me, so here goes. For this month only, I have to go into work early. And that means I have to take my walk at 5:30 in the morning, and it's still dark. So I looked on Amazon for a small, lightweight, rechargeable safety light. I have a headlight and taillight on my bicycle, and I wanted something like that for myself.
Ooh. I like that.
Oh, well, you know if he's going or coming.
So they have a red mode and a white mode.
I don't know why that makes me laugh.
A rubber strap that you can use to put it on your bicycle.
It needs to turn brighter when you slow down.
But I use the clip to clip it onto, well, red for my butt and white for a headlight. The one I bought has a little rubber cover. Recharges with USB, mini USB. Sorry, Chad. I suppose if you look hard enough, you can find one that's
C.
USB-C. It doesn't come with a cord, and it doesn't come with a power brick, so you'll have to buy those yourself. But it's pretty handy for just clipping on your pets or your kids on Halloween. Just a handy little gadget to have around.
Oh, so each one is red and white, and you freeze it to the color you want.
Thanks for watching.
That is so cool. Yeah, it looks like they can do either color, and
or be a flasher.
So if you want something specific to this, it exists actually, and they're runner's lights. So I have seen these in running stores that are made, they're designed to clip onto clothes and to blink. So I mean, this really is as well. But if you want to go pick one up in person and you have a runner store nearby, or even Walmart sells a type of it is the same thing. Now this, it'll only be that color. It'll only be green or red. It won't, but he has a fancier one that'll do the clear and the red. But if you're like, this is exactly what I need, this is another type of product to look for. It's just a runner's light, because just like with bicyclists, you want to be seen if you're running. Yeah. Beyond that, runners, I have, because I'm part of a few run groups, I've seen a few runners run with something like this, which lights up all the way around. So there's like a little, I forget what, they're those electric like wires that... create a little bit of light that aren't...
Oh, like fiber optic.
Yeah, it's like not neon. It's not fiber optic. I think it starts with an E, like an E, yellow or type thing. You know, ELO, the band. No, Electric Light Orchestra, that's not it. But anyway, yeah, Buddy, this is awesome. I love the video. Love the
and
love
they're
the
really,
EL wires, Chumley says. EL wires.
Okay.
Here, I can show you what those look like. EL wire is this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it glows lightly. And so you can, it's not too super bright. Yeah, that's fantastic. The gadget that Buddy showed looked primo. I like it. Okay, well, thanks. Do you have any?
We're always looking for new videos. Okay, we'd love to get video from someone who's never done one. Just use your phone, horizontal format, and anything to do with a gadget. You can be in it if you like Buddy was, or you can just film the video of the gadget. 1 to 3 minutes, put it up on YouTube. There's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted, and then only people with the URL will be able to see it. And email that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And if you show your video, you get the current issue of Mad, if you live in U.S. and Canada. If you live elsewhere in the world, I'll autograph a 40-year-old Alfred E. Newman photo to you and send you a high-res image to print out wherever you are. So do it, especially if you've never done it before.
Absolutely. Phones, fantastic. Grab a child or a cousin to record it for you if you need. As long as it's horizontal, we're happy. So we believe in you, fans, listeners. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Our letter is, I sent you the letter, but if not, I can give you the...
I got it.
Oh, okay. Mo finds the most bizarre things, and this email came with the question, would you stay here? This is the Ice Hotel. This is for the Ice Hotel.
Yeah.
You get
the whole hotel is made out of ice, for those who don't get it. Whole hotel. Beds, chairs.
The pictures have ice. Oh, my God.
That man was taking a bath. The bar is made out of ice. The plates are made out of ice.
I assume that chandelier is not ice. I am not staying here. Sleep on an ice bed.
You could pay me to stay there, but... I don't think I would pay to stay there.
No. Also, one of the one thing said, Ice Hotel number 39. Oh, there is this a chain?
No, Diggy D. They have to remake it every year because it melts.
Oh my gosh.
I think I'm serious. There's a little bit of speculation, but I'm pretty sure that that's not wild speculation.
Oh my God.
The Travel Channel, if this is the same Ice Hotel, the Travel Channel did a few type of like mini documentaries on it.
Oh my gosh.
If it's the same, now, you know, this is the first time I'm seeing it again, but I really wonder, it must say...
I want to stay there just so I can call the front desk and say, could you send us some heat?
I think my heater's broken. It feels like an ice cube in this room. Yes, I would like some room service. Could I get some sorbet? Maybe some ice cream?
Yeah.
Am I want...
Are the rooms heated? I don't think so.
Golly. I think you... Yeah, I mean, from that, it looks like you sleep on a slab of ice in
you do.
In a sleeping bag. I mean, I would do it. It's a cool experience, but I don't think I would be shelling out any of my own money to do it.
Yeah. I think it's a thing you do one night just to say you did it.
Now, I have gone to an ice bar before. Have you ever heard of ice bars?
No.
It's a similar concept, except that it's just the room. They get a room that's frozen, and they bring in ice... And the bar will be made of ice. Typically, you walk in, and you have real walls in the frozen space. You know, it's actual walls. But 3 feet from those walls is like a massive sheet of ice. And so once you step kind of into the bar, you're just surrounded by ice. The bar will be made out of ice. All your drinks are handed to you in glasses, just like how you saw where the middle is carved out. So it's just a block of ice that is holding your drink. I've done that. Twice. I think I did it both with Microsoft when they were wining and dining us for a Minecraft event.
Yeah.
And they provide you with jackets. So, part of the experience, you have to pay a cover to get in, but part of that cover is that you get to wear a fancy, warm ice bar jacket and hang out in the ice bar area. So you're not so uncomfortable.
Now, I don't know if this is a true story or not, but the ice hotel turned out to be so successful, they tried the lava hotel. it didn't work out well.
Nah, no. I think they had a partnership with Bikram Yoga, I think. Bikram Yoga is the one where I think you get really hot inside of there. Yeah. Yeah, they were going to do ice hostels, but too many frozen folks. Scooter X is sharing the -5 experience, which is one of the ice bars. This is a very typical type of... You kind of see him next to the... Get out of here.
Is that the gift shop? Is that like the...
Golly.
The Ice House gift shop?
No, I think this would be the bar. Like, this is where you hang out.
Bar.
Right. So, like, the walls are real walls, but you can see there's just a layer of ice just right in front of them.
Oh, right.
And then you have spaces to hang out on ice. You have tables built out of ice. Well, that's not... That's some other bar. Let's go find this ice bar.
Yeah. I'm living it. I'm looking at my computer.
You can just step outside. See, it's not right like now, this.
It's 21 outside.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you could just hang out there and just have a cocktail and then say that you were in the ice bar.
Yeah, I stayed at the ice house.
Exactly. Great letter, Mo. Thanks for sending that over. I think my answer is you could pay me. I'd go there as an influencer. I don't think I'd go there as... What about you, Diggity? What's your final answer?
Not going.
Thank you, Mo, for sending that over.
Lunch. That's it. Yeah. Oh, that's very funny. iTech said, talk about chilling out.
Yeah. We're chilling out at the ice bar. We'll send a selfie, and everyone's blue, and then it's like freezing. Thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you for supporting our show every single episode. You guys absolutely rock and are amazing. Thank you so much. You support our show and allow us to continue to do the fun things that we do on the show. So thank you. If you like the show, please consider giving back, patreon.com/gizwiz, or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There's a Patreon tab at the top of the website that'll take you to our Patreon, or on that same page is a tiny little link that'll take you to our PayPal if you want to donate via PayPal. You can set up recurring on PayPal as well, but you just don't unlock all of the Patreon features like the poll that we give the patrons to vote on the crappy corner segment of the show. Head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. That's where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. And there is a schedule change coming up. Am I right?
Next week.
Next week. We'll be on Friday.
A Friday show instead
of a Thursday. If you need a reminder on that, it's at the top of our website, gizwiz.tv. Well, if you head there around 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time, the website will just update with a live stream a few moments before we go live at 7:30, and I encourage you to do that because the chat room is fantastic, full of amazing people who love the show, chat along with us as it's going along, and a lot of fantastic hearts and minds in that chat room. So please hang out with them. If you don't catch the show live, don't worry. We have it on our website, gizwiz.tv, or on our YouTube page or Apple Podcasts all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Sticky D's website where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder or a description about any of the gadgets that we cover on the show, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. While you're there, play the original What the Heck Is It? What is this gadget? This isn't a piece or a part of a gadget. This is the whole gosh darn gadget. This is obviously a ancient Inca Mayan ice mold. You know, you're thinking, I need that Yucatan Peninsula art in my ice. I'm gonna get the ice mold. So if you think you know what this is, get a guessin' over at gizwiz.biz.
And I just put up what Mad you're winning.
Ooh. Okay, let me scroll down.
You'll be getting April Mad.
Oh. Uglifies beauty. Mad uglifies beauty.
Beautify, it's had a uggify.
Uggify. Uglify. Oh my gosh.
From Tom Bunk cover.
I like it. Look, I can't believe that they actually bought the gadget that we covered on the show just a second ago.
Oh my God, yes.
There is the dryer.
Exactly.
That's the exact one. Yeah. I can't believe they put that in the
and there's the bacon slicer on
the bacon slicer is down here. Oh my gosh. I got it. Where is the this kind of looks like the banana slicer or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
With that, I think we're done with the Gizwiz. We will see you next week.
I'll be here.